Scarface, hero or barometer? Welcome to episode 12 of Stick of Carrot, the codpiece that makes self-help shadow puppets from fingers of film. In this episode, we'll be placing a fist of Scarface in front of a lamp of scrutiny and seeing whether we get a rabbit in the headlights or headlights in a rabbit. Leaving aside the violence, it's clear that Scarface is at heart an uplifting tale of the power of personal confidence and optimism. It offers us a tray of self-help treats. First, Tony Montana's story is a straightforward rags-to-riches ascent. We can gain inspiration in watching him move from belittled underdog to libittled overdog. Secondly, Scarface breaks the jaw of self-doubt by telling us this: have a clear vision of who you want to be and don't waver from that vision. It is better to wear a single absurd hat than two-thirds of a baseball cap and one-third of a beret. Next, it stomps on the groin of weakness by showing us not to be intimidated by authority figures. We are encouraged to poo-poo their credentials and make a calculated effort to talk them down to size in our own minds. Let's imagine you were about to be run over by a red tractor. It doesn't make any difference whether you're scared of the tractor or not, you're still going to get ploughed. But if there's a possibility that a show of bold indifference might cause the red tractor to lose confidence and veer from its path, then it's clearly better to be indifferent. The fourth message is delivered like a golf club to the back of the neck. It's this: focus on material goals and view them as barometers of your character. Morality is complicated. It's difficult to get a grip on morality, in the same way that it's difficult to get a grip on soapy sand. If you were falling from the top of a cliffside ice cream van, you wouldn't try to grasp hold of soapy sand. You'd reach out for rocks or vines. Material possessions are the rocks and vines of stability in a world where morality can be soapy sand. Finally, Scarface tells us to use positive self-talk and to think of success as a right. If you view success as either luck or something earned, then you also view it as something unstable and liable to change. And while that might be true, it won't cultivate an attitude of self-determination. None of us would be foolhardy enough to embark on a journey across a rope bridge if we thought it might morph into hundreds of bananas and gloves at any moment. So why do the same thing with success? I hope you found comfort in the uplifting story of Scarface. Thanks for listening to this episode of Slime of Concrete. Please smash your opinions into the face of iTunes and Twitter.